Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have a message from the Word of God, and we are going to have some wonderful songs of inspiration. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to view the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. And listen, if you see me in town, would you please stop and introduce yourself and let me know that you're viewing? People do that all the time, and it really keeps me encouraged to keep this on the air. Now we're getting right into the singing today. Miss Cheryl Lomax is singing this wonderful song, Sheltered in the Arms of God.
Must try.
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by Miss Lomax. We are going to have another song in just a minute by her. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will drive past the old courthouse to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. Drive down LaGrange Street, past the Noonan High School, and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road, 762 Smoky Road. Now, our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday School. Morning worship at 11, 6 p.m. the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30 the children's ministries, and then at 7 o'clock the teen ministries and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so thrilled, so honored to have you do that. Now we get right back into the singing. Miss Cheryl Lomax once again is singing this wonderful song, Ride Out Your Storm.
Thank you.
Now, just before the message, one more song. Phil Cross is singing, "He's Already in Your Tomorrow."
And that's all I'm going to do up here for a few minutes. Just remind us all of how great He is.
I have a Father, the Master of Time. He holds the world in His hand. And He looks from heaven, sees where you are, arranging your life in His plan, preparing you now, unfolding the way for all your tomorrows and whatever you face. You need to know He's already in your tomorrow. He's walking one step ahead. Whether it's joy or it's sorrow, He'll do just what He said. He'll never leave you lonely in the land of the great unknown. He's already in your tomorrow. Don't be afraid. Keep pressing on.
Yeah. Keep going, church. We're living in the good news day. Good news day.
Often you struggle, looking ahead, dreading tomorrow, it seems. Embracing the present, forgetting the past, and giving up on your dreams. You're stranded between your faith and your fear. Yet no matter the conflict, the future is clear. Oh yes, it is clear. He's already in your tomorrow. He's walking one step ahead. Whether it's joy or it's sorrow,
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now, let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 15. I'm interested in verse number 1 through verse 22, Saved by Grace. That wonderful song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Saved by grace. In the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, verse number 32, the writer says, And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted, that means they taught the brethren with many words and confirmed them. That means they were strengthened in the faith. My dear friend, we as believers today need to be strengthened in the faith, particularly for the newborn Christians. The first church council produced a definitive statement about this, about the nature of salvation, and I will address some of these things that was cleared up in their minds. You see, there was teaching that You could work your way to heaven. Works salvation was as good as faith salvation. No, works are dead. But it's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His finished work at Calvary, the shed blood that covers our sins and purchases our salvation. As we look at this, they taught and they learned in their studies and their prayers and their confirming with each other and praying for divine direction, they came to this conclusion: salvation is imperative, not optional. In other words, you must be born again in order to become a citizen of heaven. It is not an optional thing. Some people have taught through the years, well, you're going to be saved anyway. In the end, it's all going to pan out. Everything's going to be all right. No. The song says, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Go with me then to the first verse of chapter 15. And certain men which came down from Judah taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. They were trying to keep the people under the law, the letter of the law. The law was fulfilled at Calvary. When Jesus Christ died on Calvary's cross, that fulfilled the requirements of the law. Now, salvation is by grace because He kept what we could not keep. Now, we are saved because He has purchased our salvation, and when we turn our faith to Him and we rely on the shed blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary to cover our sins, my dear friend, we are birthed into the family of God. It says that they came as you must be circumcised after the manner of Moses, or you cannot be saved, they said. Oh, no, they taught work salvation. Today there are those who will require certain things of you in order to become a part of the family of God. I want to tell you, memorizing a creed or catechism or works of that nature will not save you. It will only be in your head, but it will never be in your heart. We see this as a universal problem today. Romans chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23, Paul addressed this subject. Listen. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all men and upon all them that believe, there is no difference, for all have sinned. Listen to what Paul said. All have sinned. Why? Because you were born in sin. You were conceived in sin. That's the sin nature that was inherited from the fall. My dear friend, the only thing that can correct that and change that is the blood of Jesus Christ. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, let me tell you today, don't trust man's creeds. Don't trust man's plans. It's all in the book. Trust in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This is not only a universal problem, but it's also a universal provision. Listen, provision. Paul goes on in Romans 10:12 to say this to us. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. There's no difference between the Jew or who was under the law and the Greek, the Gentile. You see, there was a time when you must come through the letter of the law. But the law was fulfilled at Calvary. Jesus Christ was the only one that could keep the law, could fulfill the law. He kept it. He fulfilled it. Now, there's a new day and a new way. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, I want to tell you, my dear friend, Jesus Christ and He alone is the only one that can help us. He and He alone is the only one that can save us. He and He alone is the only one that can birth us into the family and give us an eternal home in glory. Jesus Christ, plus nothing, minus nothing. He is alone in salvation, my dear friend. Salvation is an individual thing, and it's not a collective thing, you see. Each person must be born again. You're not saved as a group because of certain denominational groups or certain groups like that. They're not saved as a group. You are saved individually, each person. In Romans chapter 15, verse 1 through 4, listen to these words now. And Paul is addressing this subject when he says, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ purchased not himself, pleased not himself rather, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproached thee fall on me. For whatsoever things are written for were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." That's called the hope of glory. Our hope's in heaven. He's seated there at the right hand of the Father. My dear friend, my hope is anchored in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, plus nothing, minus nothing. There will be a day when I'll see him face to face, and I shall behold his glory, the Shekinah glory of God, because of what he did at Calvary's cross for my sins. Now, I want to say this very carefully. Listen to me very carefully. Now, society will never be saved as a whole. We must individually come by the way of the cross. Some will be saved. Listen to this very carefully. Now, some will be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22 says, "To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak." In other words, he says, I came down to their level that I might be able to identify with them and I might be able to lead them in the right direction. The weak are those who are lost in sin. He came down to their sin, that level. He put on sin. You see, he allowed himself to be nailed to a cross. That way he took on the sins of the world by being nailed to the cross. You see, in the Old Testament it says, cursed is a person that is nailed to a tree or hung on a tree. Jesus Christ was hung on Calvary's cross for your sins and for my sins, dear friend. And thank God he didn't stay there. Thank God the grave could not hold him. He came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He ascended back into the heavens, seated at the right hand of the Father. He's there making intercession for you. He's making intercession for me today. And praise God, we have an intercessor that knows what we face, sees our needs, and presents our case. Oh, isn't it wonderful to have a loving Savior like that? So the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. The Bible says, I am made of all things to all men, that I might be, by all means, save some. That is to lead those to Christ. Paul says, I did that. I became like that. I became like Jesus Christ. That people could look at my life and that people could see my example of what I've endured, what I have suffered and going through. And by my faith, they can see and be helped and be strengthened to know, hey, listen, if he could do it, I can do it as well. What about your life? Are people looking at you for encouragement, for strength, for help in this walk? We're living in sad times, desperate times, situations desperate. But I want to tell you, we as believers today need to walk by faith, looking up and be an example to those who are around us. And let them understand that our faith is anchored in Jesus Christ and that one day we're going to stand in his presence. Hey, listen, our life might be the only Bible some people ever read. What message are you sending today? That's an important question to answer. And salvation is inward. It's not outward. It's not the way you dress, though you dress modestly. It's not the way you look. Though you look like a Christian, you act like a Christian, it's what you possess on the inside of you, that rebirthing, that change to nature. Paul addresses in verse 8 and 9, listen very carefully now to these words, "And God which knoweth the heart," that's the soul of man, "bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost." You see, the Holy Spirit lives in us today. Oh, isn't it wonderful to know that we have one who goes with us every step of the way, the Holy Spirit, even as he did unto us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Oh, listen. Salvation is not only an outward ceremony. It's not an outward ceremony, rather. Salvation is an inward cleansing. It is something that takes place within you. You are a different person once you have come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You have been cleansed. That old nature is gone. That new nature, anchored in the Lord Jesus Christ, is the walk that you walk today as a born-again believer. Listen, we need to send the message to this lost world. Hey, there is a difference. There is a change. There's a hope in glory. And you can have the same thing that I'm enjoying. Born in sin, cleansed by salvation in the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, we're cleansed by the blood today. Then finally, salvation is imparted. It's not earned. You cannot work your way to heaven. Paul says in 15:11, says, but we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they. Oh, listen, may I say today that your works will not save you, as I've already mentioned. May I say once again today that no matter how good you might be as a citizen, as a member of the family, your human family, your citizenship, etc., no matter how good you might be morally, unless you have had an inward change, a change in your inward nature, being birthed into the family of God, a new creation, if you please, and that's what we really are. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Listen. Well, man's way says do, but it doesn't work. But God's word says done at Calvary. Our sins are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. What about you, my dear friend? Do you know this Jesus? If you don't know him now, get on your knees somewhere. Silently just call on the name of the Lord and ask him to come to your heart, save you, and make you part of his great big family. You'll be so thrilled, so proud that you've done that. This is Brother Melvin Payne saying until the same time next week, goodbye. God bless you and go with God.